happy to be through to the next round of the County Antrim Women's FA Cup tonight.
Yes, relieved, I suppose, is a word, because it's been a very, very busy 8 days, and we still have another big game to go on Wednesday night against Cliftonville, who are absolutely flying, so it's going to be a very, very difficult game. But we knew tonight, it's a match in the Championship, played them in pre-season, and we only beat them 2-1, so tonight we knew it was going to be very tricky. And in the first 40 minutes, a credit to St Mat's, they put it up to us. They had a few chances, and our goalkeeper made a very, very good save before half time to keep it 1-0. And we went in the second half, and at half time a few words were said, and the performance had to be better in the second half, and the girls did that, and the second half performance was a lot better than what the first half was. But full credit to St Mat's for making it difficult for us. They were very good.
The goals flowed in the second half, and Danny Innes showed real bravery for that one straight after half time.
It gave us the next goal was always crucial, and it was a very, very, very brave challenge, and she's picked up actually a bit of a knee injury because of it, so let's hope it's nothing too serious and she's fit for Wednesday night. But a fantastic goal, and Danny Innes again wears her heart in her sleeve, and it's a credit to her and putting herself in that position and getting the goal for the team.
Nicola Gray, 2 goals, good to see another striker on the score sheet.
Yep, Nicola, you know, never lets the club down. She does wonders for the club, and she got her chance here against the Predators and tonight, and you could see that sharpness coming back in the second half. I don't think she played her full potential in the first half, but in the second half she was more direct, and she took her chances very well.
Talking point of the night is a 14-year-old makes her debut and scores.
Absolutely elated for young Louise McDaniel. Only turned 14 last week, and this is her debut for the club, and she came on and was in the right place at the right time, but absolutely delighted, as the girls were as well, in the celebrations. So yes, welcome to the football club, and it's a great way to start a career here.
We won this cup last year, so it's great to be back in the semis.
Yeah, you know, when you win a cup, everybody wants to beat you, and it proved tonight St Mat's wanted to beat us, and they made it very, very difficult for us. But make no mistake, you know, we're now into a semi-final. Have to see what way the draw goes, and it's going to be difficult to retain it, but you know, we're going to give everything we have to try and retain it, because it's a very special cup in my mind, and I'm sure it's a very special cup in our girls' mind, and we would not want to give it away easy.
But it was good for our players to get a lot of game time tonight. We had several people coming in tonight.
Rotation was key, and we knew at the start of the season we needed to have a squad that could adapt and rotate as the games come thick and fast. And with the season finishing earlier here in August, you know, girls who picked up injuries or wee knocks and niggles, then we need to have quality replacements as well. And the girls who have come in from the development team and also in the first team squad who haven't got much game time have been fantastic. Their attitudes have been fantastic. Their mentality has been fantastic. And that's a credit to them. But they know whenever they put the Linfield shirt on that it's an honour and privilege to play for this club. And that's what we're trying to create here at this wonderful club, in my eyes. And as long as that feeling remains the same inside the dressing room, then, you know, we can do things.
Solitude on Wednesday will bring back memories of a semi-final cup victory and an Irish Cup final victory. We can go there believing we can win again at that ground, can't we?
It's going to be very difficult. Very, very difficult. Yes, it had some special memories, but 2014-2015 season now is, there's nothing wrote, all the trophies are blank, and we have to work hard at if we want to get our names on them trophies again. And Glentoran to me are the favourites, followed by Crusaders, and I'll make no mistake, you know, it's going to be very hard to overturn them. And Cliftonville at the minute, with a great youth setup, a lot of good work going there, and it's a credit to Cliftonville as well, and it's somewhere where we want to take this club in the project, starting a youth system and stuff up. But it's going to be very difficult, and we'll give Cliftonville all the respect that they deserve.
Well done tonight, and good luck for Wednesday night.
Thanks very much.